Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles. The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Change wisely.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
We just got to get through this story. This is too good. This is just precious.
This is insane.
It's almost hard to believe that somebody could conceive of this idea and then put the Academy Award on that she did, thinking that she pulled it off.
Yeah, I cannot understand the mentality of going, okay, start to finish, here's going to be the plan. We're going to execute it flawlessly. Nobody's going to bust us. Let's go. And then actually doing this.
But it happens all the time. Like people,
all the time?
Yes.
It just seems like it's in the movies. Like
people put hits out on each other all the time?
No. Sounds like a mafia thing.
404-741-Q100 if you know about a hit that was ever put on you.
No, I'm not saying we're going to get 1,000 phone calls, but I'm saying...
I don't think we'll get one.
Well, there is that.
We probably won't even get one, but I think that when you go and find someone who's, if you're in this circle of people who can perform hits, like, why would you ever think it's a cop? Like, if you've, you know what I'm saying?
But even then, no. I mean, like.
There was a teacher that put a hit out on a kid just the other day.
Phone lines are lit up. Maybe those are for the Miley tickets, though.
Yeah, it just seems.
Did you put a hit on someone? No, can I go to Miley?
Yeah, it just seems like a mafia movie kind of thing.
Yeah,
you're going to put a hit on somebody. Yeah.
Here's the whole story. I think it's pretty much described in this in two parts here.
In this police video, newlywed Dahlia DiPolito appears devastated as they break the news her husband Mike has been murdered. But it's all staged by detectives. Her husband is actually alive. They say the crime scene is fake, and so are her tears.
It was hard to keep a straight face.
Police say they took matters into their own hands after getting a tip DiPolito was planning to hire a hitman.
We then moved forward to introduce her to who she believed to be a hitman.
Police say DiPolito met with the man she thought was the hitman at a local gas station to allegedly arrange a deal to have her husband killed. But he was in fact an undercover officer, and their meeting was all caught on tape.
I'm a lot tougher than what I look. I know you see me, you're like, oh, what a cute little girl, whatever. You know, but
you're beautiful.
Thank you, but I just need to make sure everything's going to take care of.
In this newly released video, she shows him photos of her husband and agrees on a price.
How much are you paying me? I was going to get $3,000 from you today, and $3,000 when it's all done.
Right.
Then, the day the murder was supposed to happen, her husband gets a visit from police.
Like, come with me immediately. Your wife's trying to have you killed, and I'm like, what?
That's when they call Dahlia DiPolito to the scene and bring her to the station for an interview.
Are you sure that you don't know anybody who'd want to kill your husband? You wouldn't want to kill him, I hope.
We are fine. Like, there's nothing.
You better quit your playing. Listen to me.
Oh, my God.
I want you to quit your acting and get this over with.
All right, so she must be freaking out there. Here's what's unclear for me there. Did the husband have to live in the house with her for days or weeks?
No, they said the day.
The day. Yeah. So this all went over in 24 hours.
Correct.
Well, okay. It may have taken weeks, but they didn't tell the husband until the day he was supposed to be killed.
Okay. Because there's no way he could have been faking it for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
So here is the second part of the whole thing, and I think this is more of the police officer saying, look, we get it. We know what happened. And I think she probably might even start to deny it here in the beginning. Then the husband walks into the room and she realizes this thing's over.
But detectives surprise her with the undercover cop who posed as the hitman.
You know who this guy is?
No.
You've never seen him before?
I've never seen him before.
And then the biggest shock of all, her husband Mike appears and he's alive.
Oh my God.
He's alive.
Come here, please. Come here.
Faith, come here.
Police say it was actually the third time she tried to have him killed. Last July, she allegedly put antifreeze in his Starbucks tea. But despite all the evidence, she continues to deny it.
I didn't do anything, and I didn't put anything. Wow.
Even in this jailhouse call to her husband.
Look, Stallion, I heard you say that.
I never wanted to get period. I never paid anybody.
There's a lot of funny business going on here for a long time, just unexplained money and things.
Funny
and
business.
You know, it just makes a lot of sense. And it's like a movie.
Three times she tried to have him.
After the first time, I would have bailed if I was him.
The Starbucks coffee.
But they
with
didn't.
The
he didn't know.
Yeah, he didn't know until the end.
That's wow.
How come nobody's praising her for her commitment?
Dedication.
Well, she failed
once and twice. She didn't back down.
Try right. again.
She went again.
Melissa, you should like it. It's consistency.
That's right.
All right, so the question was, all right, call us right now if you know of anybody that ever had a hit put out on them. And we got plenty of calls.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Liz wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Of course you do. What's up?
Hey.
Hi.
I'm
glad
I
you're alive.
Huh?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I used to date a guy who, they would get, like, letters from their boss, and they would, like, tell them who to go, like, beat up, or they would go and, like, do certain things to, like, their house or their car, or, like, they'd threaten, like, their wives and stuff.
What was the intent?
Basically just a scare tactic, like, they usually owed them money or something.
Okay, that's not really a hit.
They were kind of thugs.
They're a little thuggish. It's what Rocky was doing in the original. You remember that?
No.
He was...
Actually.
I've never seen it.
Me either.
You've never
what?
Seen Rocky?
No.
You get out of here.
It's me and Jen.
Both of you.
Yeah, that's not good.
Wow, here's not once, but twice. Check this out. Voice Disguiser. Amanda, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, my ex actually cut my brake line after I left him.
What?
Wait, your ex... Hang on, you got it. Your ex cut your brake line and what?
He cut the brake line by my car, and I was driving with the kids, and we had to do a whole restraining order.
No
And then
way.
A few years later, he threatened that he would shoot all of the kids and myself, and after the gunshot to the house, we finally got a permanent restraining order.
Wow. I mean, it was the voice disguise was kind of muffled there. What happened the second time around?
He threatened to shoot us all, and a few weeks later, there was a gunshot through the house. They actually aired it on the news, but we finally got a permanent restraining order. Like, he can't come within 300 yards of me or my kids.
300 yards? It should be about 30 miles.
Yeah, right?
Right?
But he tried. But he cut the brake lines on your car. That does seem like it's such a movie thing to do.
With the kids in the car?
Yeah, with the kids in the car.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I know it should be shocking that he would do it to her, too. But, like, you would think that if his anger was directed at her, he would at least spare the kids. You
now,
know?
He did this or he had somebody do that for him?
No, he did the brake line. It's unsolved as far as who shot through, but it's pretty obvious.
Wow.
Yeah, I couldn't put off a hit because I would get under the car and I'm like, God, where are the brake lines?
Do you think he tried?
I don't know what to cut.
Do you think he tried to have her killed because her cell phone was so bad and annoying? And he's like, I can't understand you!
Walter, you're on The Voice Disguiser. Hi.
Hey, good morning, Bird Show. I love you guys.
Thank you. Loving you right back, darling.
I have a friend who, I can't tell you her name, but her husband was in jail briefly, and he met a hitman, and when he got out, he put a hit on his wife. With a deposit to do it, and then the balance when he finally did it.
How much
so
did it cost?
GBI, I don't know how much he paid, but I know the GBI, this is on True Stories, and she lives here in Atlanta, and he lives in a state just south of Georgia.
Well, I'm going to go with Florida.
She does. Yeah. She's in the eyewear industry.
Right.
But the GBI even took pictures of her bloodied on a bed, and then they showed it to him. And that's when they got him. He tried to pay off the guy who did the hit.
Wow. So they did sort of the similar thing that we heard in this story where they sort of staged the whole bloodied face thing?
Oh, yeah. Bloody pictures, bloody on the bed and everything.
Wow.
Showed him to the husband, and the husband starts breaking down?
Yeah, he got 30 years.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
He should have got more.
Yeah, in that first story, did the hitman ask for $3,000 or was it $30,000?
Three.
I thought it was $3,000
deposit and $3,000.
$6,000?
Mm-hmm. Dude, you're asking too many questions about the business side of this. Who should be nervous?
No, it just would be so. I don't know what I'd be more offended by, that you're trying to have me killed or it was only worth $6,000.
Well, you know, it's a recession. You can get it now for $4,500 and buy one, get one free.
Everything must go. Good morning, Melissa. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
I had a friend. I don't know the full details on it, but somebody paid about $10,000 to put a hit out on her. Didn't work, though. Thankfully, she doesn't talk too much about it, though.
How did they find out?
Well, somebody started shooting at her.
Well, that'll tip you off.
That's the first, yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's a good sign.
Yeah.
But again, I don't know the full details about it, so sorry if it's not enough information.
No, it does happen a lot. Because seriously, I mean, the phone lines are lit up with people right now.
God,
let's say they know somebody or they had hits put out on them. So I don't even know where I'd start.
Yeah, that's where do you go to look for one of those guys?
My regular guys.
I don't want to know.
Southside probably knows somebody.
I'm sure they got a Facebook fan page.
Well, I got to tell you that we should all watch our backs given the uproar over the Hotlanta scandal.
You guys aren't even from here. I'm going to put a hit out on you.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still. Not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University. What can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.